hello and welcome back to The Commons. I'm your host, Brian Phillips, here for another conversation about school life and leadership. In the last podcast, I talked about the importance of morning prayer, particularly going through the month of February, which, as teachers, homeschoolers know, is the longest month of the year. We're in that place where we're in second semester, the last part of the school year, but not quite halfway through. The weather is usually bad. No one really wants to be in school. Everyone's longing for spring, and we still have a long way to go. So in kind of continuing that conversation, I want to focus in a little bit more, not just on getting through February, but on some advice that I have found personally helpful, particularly about the significance and the importance of prayer. Several years ago, I ran across a book by Dr. Peter Kraft. Actually, I have run across several of his books and enjoyed all of them. Hopefully, you're familiar with Dr. Kraft. He's authored many, many books, ranging from the works of Thomas Aquinas to imaginative dialogues between a reincarnated Socrates and modern college students, all the way to books written for children, books on surfing. So Dr. Kraft is a prolific writer and a wonderful writer. But the book I want to focus on today is perhaps one of his lesser known works. It's a short book called Prayer for Beginners. I believe it was written around the year 2000. And I found it personally helpful and inspiring. And I want to share just some of the intriguing passages from that book. And then I want to tie this together back into the conversation about the life of the teacher. So here are a few of the passages worth repeating, even though, of course, there are many, many more. Dr. Kraft writes, "Prayer gives truth to our mind, goodness to our will, and beauty to our heart. The true, the good, and the beautiful are the three things we need and love the most because they are three attributes of God. Prayer gives truth to our mind because it puts us in the presence of truth itself. It gives goodness to our will because it puts us online with God, in love with the God who is love and goodness. It gives beauty to our heart because it plunges us into the heart of God, which is the eternal energy of infinite joy." Here's another quote. "God is God, the absolute reality, infinite perfection, more massively real than the universe itself and more worthy than all the ideals together ever conceived by all human minds. Thus, we should pray because prayer is the most realistic thing in the world to do. It is our acknowledgement of reality, our right response to reality, our honesty with reality." That one stands out to me because we have the tendency to think of prayer as being so otherly, right? Our circumstances and needs of the moment crowd out just how important prayer is. And here, Kraft reminds us that prayer is an engagement with reality itself. It's a wonderful thought. Here's a third quote. "We are one day nearer home today than we ever were before. I guarantee you that after you die, you will not say, 'I spent too much time praying. I wish I'd watched more TV instead.' We must learn to pray because infinite and uncompromising love will not leave us alone until we do." Here's a fourth. "Repentance is an act of love." Repentance, of course, side note here, being a very important aspect of prayer. He says, "Repentance is an act of love. One of the most stupid and false lines in any movie in history is the famous line in Love Story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. On the contrary," Kraft says, "it is only love that says, 'I'm sorry.'" Here's a fifth selection. I'm going to mention six here. Number five, "To know anyone, you must not just know thousands of things about him, but you must know him. You must meet him. You must spend time with him. one moment of prayer, of weak worship, confused contrition, tepid thanksgiving, or pitiful petition will bring us closer to God than all the books of theology in the world. St. James sarcastically says, "So you know that there's one God? Oh, good for you. The demons also know that, but tremble with fear." That's Crafe's paraphrase of James 2:19. And here's one final selection to leave you with. Perhaps of all of them, the most convicting in my opinion. Prayer is easier than we think. We want to think it's too hard or too high and holy for us because that gives us an excuse for not doing it. Can you talk to a friend? Then you can talk to God, for He is your friend. And that is what prayer is. But this free and familiar conversation is not idle chatter. It is not flip and casual. God is not our pet or our pop psychologist. God is God, utterly awesome, infinitely great. The familiarity of prayer is wonderful because it is familiarity with God. End quote. Now, why mention these things on this podcast in particular? The Commons is a podcast devoted to school life and leadership. And granted, because school life and leadership is so varied and so wide-ranging, that does give opportunity to talk about a lot of things that may not initially seem related to the day-in, day-out life of a school. But here's the point. Prayer must be part of the day-in, day-out life of the school. Or homeschool, or the life of the headmaster, or the life of the teacher, or the life of the student. Here at CIRCE, we regularly, every day, are encouraging classical educators to take advantage of opportunities to learn more, to learn from others, to learn from the great classic works of literature, from the philosophers and ideas of the past, to learn from mentors. To take part in being encouraged within a body of teachers, within the world of classical educators, to always learn, to always grow, to get advice, to get insight, and so on. But in my experience, whenever life and teaching gets really, really busy, sadly, one of the first things to go may not be my conversations with other educators, my seeking advice from other people. One of the first things to go are my conversations with God, seeking His wisdom, seeking His help. And so as we are in that part of the semester where things are dragging and we're starting to get behind, or let's be honest, continuing to fall further behind, as we are facing the frustrations of spring fever and just wanting to kind of get through, and we can reach that point to where we're really not giving our best, the one thing we cannot afford to lose sight of is prayer. And so let me encourage you with the very things that I need encouragement about, and that is to be constant in prayer. And so, as you continue on in your work, may God bless your efforts. Keep up the good work. And until next time, I'm your host, Brian Phillips. Thanks for tuning into The Commons.